I want to thank Shlomi for giving me this opportunity to address you all today, and I apologize in advance to the members of Rabbi Shifan Barashul who may have already heard this. For you, this will be Chazara. We have a couple of chaburas in the shul, one which does Navi, one which does Musar, and so recently we made a siyum because we finished Sefer Melachim Aleph as well as Shaar Bitachon at the same time, and I actually found a vart that combines the two ideas together, and it was a piece from Reb Shimon Schwab's Zichrono Livracha. So there's a Medrash in Eicha. The Medrash in Eicha discusses the requests of four Melachim: David, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiyahu. And the Medrash contrasts each of their requests. David asked Hashem to enable him to destroy his enemies, and Hashem granted him that wish. Asa asked a little bit less. He says, "I have no strength to kill my enemies. I need you to finish the job. So I'll chase after them, Hashem, and you finish the job." HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants that as well. Yehoshaphat goes even further. Yehoshaphat said, "I can't chase my enemies. I'm only going to say Shira," or as the Pasuk calls it, "Rina Utfila," to Hashem. "And Hashem, you will take care of the rest." And Hashem brings a nace. Ammon, Moav, and Edom believe that they're under attack. They panic and they kill each other out. Finally, Chizkiyahu comes along, and Chizkiyahu does even less. Chizkiyahu said, "I don't have strength to fight. I don't have strength to chase. I can't even say Shira. I'm going to say a short tefillah and go to sleep. And in the morning, Hashem, you'll figure out what to do." And in the morning, he wakes up, and Zachariah's army is dead, killed by the Malach of Hashem during the night. So on the surface, if you look at it, it seems that each king successively has more bitachon than the one before, because each one is doing less and sort of calling on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do even more of the work. But according to that level of understanding, that means that Chizkiyahu was a greater Baal Bitachon than David HaMelech. It seems a little bit hard to understand. So Rav Schwab says beautifully that actually the opposite is true, and this is really a major yesod in Bitachon. The Ratzon of Hashem is that each one of us does our ishtablis to earn parnasa. So, for example, to get parnasa on a daily basis, we go to work. To get a refuah, we go to a doctor. We have to put in our ishtablis in order to see a result. So how do you differentiate a Baal Bitachon from someone who doesn't have Bitachon? If they both look the same, they're both going to work every day, they're both going to see a doctor, how do you differentiate between the two? So the Baal Bitachon, what's different is that he knows with certainty that every dollar that he earns and every cure that he receives, in fact, every success in life and every failure, it comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It may come about through a human shliach, like a doctor or a boss, but the source of it is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave the skill to the doctor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who determines if a business deal is going to be successful or not. So on the outside, the Baal Bitachon's actions look like everyone else, but inside, in his heart and in his attitude, you could see that he is a true Baal Bitachon. So this is what made David HaMelech greater than the other Malachim, because David put complete effort, complete ishtadlus in fighting a war against his enemies, and he was victorious. But he still managed to realize that the victory was not coming from him, but rather it was coming from Hashem. Despite all of the efforts that he put in, he still was able to achieve a level of bitachon where he knew it really came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other kings could not match their own effort, could not match this because their efforts were weaker. They couldn't put in as much ishtadlus until Chizkiyahu's case. He virtually does nothing. So to recognize that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that much easier because you didn't put in the effort. It's easier to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought the battle when you went to sleep, Chizkiyahu, and you woke up and they're all dead. Obviously, Hashem did the work. So if you're going to tell me, Chizkiyahu, that all of a sudden you believe that it still came from Hashem, that's no big kunz. David HaMelech, who went and fought the battle and actually killed his enemies and still came to believe that it all was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a greater accomplishment than Bitachon. And that's the message that Reb Schwab wants us to learn, is that we're in a world where we have to do ishtadlus. We're in a world where our efforts seem to produce results. And that is the test. The test is to recognize that it's not our results that are producing these efforts. And specifically, people who take time out of their day to connect, to reconnect with Torah, I have to tell you, we also in my shul, one of the chaburas that we do, Musar, we do it in the middle of the day. And growing up, I never could understand what it means to make Torah your main job. Torah should be the ikker, and work should be the tafel, meaning Torah sayum nasai, even though you're going to work, but make Torah sayum nasai. When I started having a shiur in the middle of the day, or you guys having this shiur in the middle of the day, Your whole day now revolves around Torah. Because in the morning you wake up, you have Shacharis, maybe you go to a Daf Yomi. At night, you'll have a Chavruso or Daf Yomi or Ma'ariv. But in the middle of the day, it seems like you're almost putting aside your Yiddishkeit, you're leaving it in shul, you're putting it away with your tefillin, and you'll come back to it at night. But when you have a Seder and your meetings and your work and your emails, everything revolves around, yeah, but I can't miss the Seder that I have during the day. Now, all of a sudden, your entire day is revolving around Torah. And the key is to have a Seder in the middle of the day. And it's not something I realized until I did it myself now. And all of you are lucky that you are able to share in this recognition and share in this philosophy of Tayrasa Yom Nasa, even if you're spending most of your day, if you actually count up your hours, you might be spending most of your day in the office. But it's still Tayrasa Yom Nasai. And one of the key things we learned from Bitachon, which they don't teach you in yeshiva, but it's a very important yesod, is that when you go to work in the morning, you should say, Hareini mochon l'kayim, the mitzvah of doing ishtadlis, which is the Ratzon Hashem, because Hashem created the world where we have to do ishtadlis. So to think that you're going to work and you're somehow being mevatel Torah, it's just the opposite. It's a mitzvah that you're being mekayim. In yeshiva, we're not taught that. In yeshiva, we're taught that the ideal is to sit and learn a kollel. You should have enough money. You should sit and learn a kollel. But I'll propose to you, and I'll counter that and say, look at the example that we just gave. If I'm sitting and learning a kollel and I still have a normal parnasa and I'm still able to make chasanos and put my kids through yeshiva, it's a lot easier to recognize Hashem. But if I'm going to work and I'm putting in my effort and I'm closing deals and I'm going to meetings and I'm making a lot of money and I still recognize that it's coming from Hashem, to me, that's a lot, that's a much greater achievement in terms of bitachon. And that's my bracha to all of you, is that you should all be zoicha to that great accomplishment of bitachon. And of course, you put in your ishtadlis, hareini mochon umezomen, to be mekayim the mitzvah of doing ishtadlis. But recognize ultimately that everything you do comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, you'll be zoicha to have a happy life. Your whole day will be a life dedicated to Torah.